It's less than a month to Budget 2025, and the government has received a significant shot across its bows this morning. The state's budgetary watchdog has warned the coalition that it is adding needless pressure to the economy by breaching its own tax and spend rule. The Irish Fiscal Advisory Council's chairperson is Seamus Coffey, and he joins us now from our Cork studios. Good morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Paul.
The government's own rule is to limit spending growth to 5% in each budget. It plans to break it this time. It broke it last time. Why do you contend that's a bad idea?
I suppose that the starting point is just the position of the economy. And if you look at the Irish economy where it is now, like, we've record levels of employment. The unemployment rate is very low. We're seeing wages rise. And unlike previous years, we're now seeing wages rise faster than inflation. So we've returned to real wage growth, unlike the position in previous years where inflation was rising faster. So the economy is in a strong position, and is a position where sort of additional demand, and the government is the largest actor in the economy, we could see push up domestic prices. We've seen inflation fall, but a lot of it driven by external factors. We look at sort of things that we want to use but need to produce ourselves. This is where we're seeing price pressures build up. We see it in housing with rents, you can see it with medical services, we can see it with hospitality. So the things we need to produce ourselves, because of the tight position of the labour market, the strong position of the economy, which is our starting point, if we add more demand into that, what we could see happening is domestic price pressures rising and prices rising even further. If we look at things that can be made by workers abroad, like electronic devices, like furniture, like household appliances, we're seeing low inflation in those, even falling prices in some instances. But for that stuff that we need to produce ourselves, because the labour market is so tight, we're beginning to see price pressures emerge there. And if we just add more fuel, add more demand to an economy that's performing well, one consequence of that could be prices rising even higher.
I mean, that's the macroeconomic analysis. One thing which will probably really stand out to listeners is that you quote a central bank research in your report that additional government spending is adding to inflation, costing the average household around €1,000 each year. Can you explain that?
Yeah, so the central bank looked at the government's outcomes for the last number of years and what's planned for next year. And if the government had stuck to its own self-stated rule of limiting growth and expenditure to 5% on an annual basis, well, the price level would be 2% lower. Now, if we take a typical household that might have outgoings of around €50,000 a year, the price level being 2% higher as a result of the government exceeding its own rule of limiting spending growth to 5% is adding €1,000 to the costs for a household spending €50,000 a year. Now, that's as a result of government spending. So, yes, households may benefit from the spending, and that's a direct benefit. But there is an indirect cost, and it's perhaps an illusion of the full benefit of the government spending because prices are higher. And again, we're seeing those price pressures build up in things that must be produced domestically, where those pressures are being felt. And if the government continues to exceed its own self-stated rule of limiting spending growth to 5%, well, we see those domestic pressures, price pressures rise even higher.
Well, the Finance Minister, Jack Chambers, published the summer economic statement a few months ago, and he signalled that the 5% rule was going to be breached. And he argued that issues like areas in health meant that adhering to the 5% rule would be a risk for public services.
So absolutely, there is things that we want more of, and we can highlight priorities where additional services can be provided and should perhaps be provided, such as health, housing, etc. But the issue is the ability of the economy to deliver additional output. Money isn't necessarily the constraint that the government faces. The government is collecting significant amounts of tax revenue, in part linked to the strong performance of the economy and, of course, linked to booming corporation tax receipts. So the actual financial element isn't the key issue. What is key is the ability of the economy to deliver additional output. We want more medical services. We want more housing. But if the capacity of the economy isn't there to produce more, adding more demand, adding more money will simply drive up the prices.
IFEX suggests that the government is on course, that it's on a way to a point where it may have to reverse its fiscal promises. What would trigger that? How likely is that?
Yeah, so we can see some vulnerabilities building up, again linked to the strong performance of the economy. We're at record employment rates. Can those be sustained out over the medium term? Of course, we have the well-worn path of the booming corporation tax revenues, which are very, very concentrated with a small number of firms paying huge amounts of corporation tax. If one or more of those things were to reverse, those vulnerabilities could kind of reveal deficits in the government's position. And if a large enough deficit was to be unearthed and revealed, the government may have to increase taxes and cut back on this spending it's doing now to reduce that deficit. So yes, at a headline level, things look very healthy at the moment. If there was to be a reversal in some of the very positive things we're seeing at the moment, the government could be forced to reverse course.
I'm just wondering about the relationship the council has with the government now. Your organisation continually appeals for the 5% rule to be abided by, and that appeal is continually ignored. As Minister Chambers put it, IFAC has a perspective, but we have to take into account the wider public service.
Well, the perspective we're taking is to ask the government to stick to the rule it stated itself. The government back in 2021 said it would limit the annual growth in spending to 5% per year. What the Fiscal Council is asking is for the government to stick to its own rule.
But what does it mean for IFAC if you're saying something and the government isn't listening? If effectively the organisation which was created out of the financial crash to ensure it didn't happen again is just being ignored?
Absolutely, and so the Fiscal Council has a number of audiences. Yes, there's the political and the government side of things, but also the general public to be aware of the policy decisions being made, the implications they can have for the economy. Like, Ireland has a history of getting fiscal policy wrong and for that having very severe and negative consequences for the economy and for society. We saw it in the 1980s, we saw it post-2008. One of the roles of the Fiscal Council is to ensure that we remember the consequences of past mistakes and to try to ensure that we don't make them again.
Seamus Coffey, Chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Thank you very much for joining us.